This I believe. Dr. Robert Prentice Daniel, president of Virginia State College, has been an educator for over 30 years. In a way, his association with education dates back even further. He was born on the campus of the institution over which he now presides, the son of the college secretary, Charles J. Daniel. Growing up in the midst of college life must have made a strong impression on the Daniel family. Four of Robert Daniel's brothers and sisters are also PhDs, and the fifth is a Master of Arts. In addition to distinguishing himself in the field of education, Dr. Daniel has been active in religious and civic affairs. He served a term as Vice President of the National Council of the Churches of Christ in the United States, and was a member of the State Department's International Development Advisory Board. Hear now the beliefs which lie behind Dr. Robert Prentice Daniel's outstanding career.
My philosophy of life emerges out of a strong parental influence and family backgrounds in which high standards were unfailingly upheld. In such a climate were nurtured the dynamic stimulation toward an education, the concepts of higher moral integrity, and a deep and abiding family idealism and solidarity which have helped to shape and fashion my life. With these as undergirding factors, it is only natural that I should believe in the worth and dignity of the human personality. The successful operation of a college, I have learned, depends not only upon the contribution and service of the professors, but also upon the faithful discharge of duty on the part of others of non-academic status. In fact, any person who performs his task faithfully renders a significant service. I believe that each leader should have the courage to stand up forthrightly for his convictions. This is a lesson that I learned first at the knees of my mother, whose prayer was that her children through life would dare to have a purpose clear and dare to make it known. That is the courage which is needed in every area of endeavor. Intellectual courage to face facts and accept conclusions of truth as revealed by critical thinking. Moral courage for the stamina to do the right thing even when strong winds of opposition are blowing. I believe in the limitless possibilities of growth and change. No circumstance is so inevitable, no habit so fixed, no requirement so imperative as to prevent a change in behavior. I've seen wastelands become productive farms, timid freshmen grow into courageous leaders, situations of social tension transformed into relationships of cooperation by relation of the spirit and by mind to do. Since today we live in one world, I believe that I should extend the horizon of my thinking so that it encompasses all areas of development and human relations. I must be interested in and concerned with what is happening all over the world, for now all problems of human relations must be considered in a wider scope than the limited perspectives of self or race or class or creed or local community. I believe also in dedication to impelling causes. No person achieves by or unto himself. Opportunities as well as innate possibilities are contributing factors to his attainment. Interest in the welfare of people, social justice and respect for human personality, and unselfish participation in community advancement are contributing elements to effective living. I believe that there is a supreme being, a divine power working in the hearts of mankind, and so I believe in the efficacy of prayer. I'm not disturbed because there are variations in theological tenets and religious convictions. Sufficient for me is belief in the Trinity of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Belief in a supreme spiritual force gives me peace of mind, tranquility of soul, and a spirit to walk humbly before my God.
There the creed of Dr. Robert Prentice Daniel, president of Virginia State College at Petersburg, and past president of the Association of Colleges and Secondary Schools for Negroes.